All right, class, we want to construct your ministry under the realm of the supernatural. I'm going to share some personal testimony, some personal experience I had in the spirit, but at this school, I want you to know that purpose and production and power in ministry is all based on the supernatural. Supernatural, I give a short definition, is the demonstration of the spirit and of power. Now, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 4. I want to show you the master of the supernatural in ministry. Luke chapter 4, the master of operating in the supernatural in ministry. Jesus' ministry was supernatural because, well, Acts 10:38 is another one too. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Let me make sure that's the right scripture. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. I think I should start there to form the platform in which I want to train you in watching my spiritual father, Brother Hagin, and my ministry also operating in a strong, unstoppable, undeniable, unchangeable anointing. Get those words down. Very important that you pay close attention to the class tonight, because there's an anointing arising that he want to teach you certain things tonight, all right? Now, listen. Go to Acts 10:38 first. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. What are you anointing him with? The Holy Ghost. And what else? Power. So it's Holy Ghost power. From that standpoint, or point of view, his ministry couldn't be stopped by no other forces. But when you say anointed him with the Holy Ghost in power, there's nothing the world system, the satanic system, or opposition can adjust themselves to handle that type of power. So Acts 10:38 is a meditative verse. It spells out Jesus' whole ministry. It shows forth his ministry. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So he could not be stopped. That's the main thing. He could not be stopped. And that's what the Father wants to express to you as a minister. Stay under that anointing. Now go back to Luke 4:18 or Luke 4:1. It tells about Jesus' ministry. I was studying the other day, and the Lord said, that's his ministry. And I want you to show them the purpose for the anointing and the purpose for a supernatural anointing to be on that ministry at all times. It's all about the Spirit. The Spirit is the one that leads you into the presence and to the position and to the power and to the production of God. It says in Luke 4:1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So I see two things there. If you're going to be led by the Spirit properly, you're going to be full of the Spirit. Now, we talked quite some time over the years about the Spirit within and the Spirit within, upon. That's an anointing that you must wear. Anointing you must wear on the inside, and anointing you must wear on the outside. If anything you learn in this school, these lessons here, I'll form a little bit, but these lessons are very, very important that you spend time to make sure you set up properly in the anointing. Through prayer, through praise, through meditation, through holiness, through sanctification, for righteous living, doing what's right. You see, being full of the Holy Spirit, now you're going to see he, being full of the Holy Spirit and led by the Spirit, You're going to be led right in the presence of all the enemy has to offer to try to stop his ministry. And by being full of the Spirit and led by the Spirit, the enemy could not make no offer or no attack that would hinder his ministry. Now, you need to see that. You see, your ministry will come up against some things, or some things will come against your ministry. But as long as you're full of the Spirit and led by the Spirit, and you're going to find out a little further, stay in the power of the Spirit, you find out a little further, stay under a special anointing, the enemy won't be able to stop your ministry because you'll be constantly functioning in the supernatural. All right? So then right after that, you go down to that Luke, it's showing you a master in anointing, a master in anointed ministry. He went right down in and faced the enemy. But we say he faced the enemy because he was anointed and he was led by the Spirit. After whipping the enemy, what I say? After whipping the enemy. Every time the enemy attacks, you're supposed to whip him. But you got to be in the Spirit. You have to be led by the Spirit. You have to be wearing an anointing within and an anointing up on. All of that is in this chapter. Once, and I'm not going to even go through the detail of whipping Satan, you go through that. Once he whipped him, he had an answer for him. One of the greatest answers was Matthew 4, for man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's a powerful insight that the spirit world is living by the power of God. Now notice here, class, after he whipped Satan, being full of the Spirit and led by the Spirit, and then took upon all of the attack that Satan tried to offer him or make to him. And then it says in verse 14 now, Luke 4:14, you're looking at Jesus' ministry, why it was a total success and why it was a supernatural ministry. Now look at the 14th verse, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. See, he never got out into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And then you go down to verse 18 now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, says Jesus, testifying. I want you to be able to say that. Whenever you stand to minister, you need to be able to say to yourself, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because even I look at these different aspects of ministry in which the anointing manifests and anointing produced. Because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, you got to be anointed. Send me to heal the brokenhearted, you got to be anointed. To preach deliverance to the captive, you got to be anointed. Recovering of sight to the blind, you got to be anointed. And we're talking about being anointed with the supernatural. To set at liberty them that are bruised, you got to be anointed. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, you got to be anointed. One of the most saddest things there is I've seen in my life is people trying to preach without the anointing. People trying to teach without the anointing. And emotion is not anointing. Anointing is in the deep presence of God. God got his hand on you. And God is working through you and manifesting through you and manifesting his glory and manifesting his power, manifesting his strength through you. That's what he designed for you to be. Just like Jesus, just like Jesus. There's another verse I want to show you in this fourth chapter of Luke. You need to study this fourth chapter of Luke. And another chapter you need to study is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where the Apostle Paul revealed and exposed the anointing in his ministry. How he was anointed, how he had great success the same way that Jesus had. So if Jesus could do it, and Paul can do it, I'm here to tell you tonight, you can do it. But you got to follow their pattern of connection with God through the Spirit. I may get to 1 Corinthians 2 later on in this lesson. So we got Luke 4:18 there. And look at verse 36 now. See, all one format produced another format in the spirit. And in the same chapter, and they were all amazed, 36 verse, and speak among themselves, saying, "What a word is this?" You see, that's what needs to be said after you preach. "For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirit," and they came out. Why they came out? Came out because he was led by the Spirit, filled by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, remained in the presence of the Spirit, and then he told about the anointing that was on his life. And so in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, how God anointed Jesus and added with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good. See, the Holy Spirit was up on his life. We're talking about the purpose of the supernatural in ministry. What is the purpose? Why should we learn to walk in the supernatural? And the supernatural actually is a yielding to the Spirit in different facets, being filled with the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, being anointed by the Spirit, speaking out of a spiritual anointing. You follow that? Now, to even go further, class, I'm going to take you in some apostolic virgin territory in each classes. My next few 4 or 5 classes will be in apostolic, pioneering, pathfinding, pace-setting territory. In other words, I am aiming to put an age on your anointing, an age on your ministry that it took many, many years to develop. And we're about to develop it now in your ministry. So I want you to pay close attention that you're about to move into an apostolic cutting edge and a prophetic cutting edge in the field of the ministry. I want you to turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I taught that to you about Luke, about Jesus' ministry, told you 1 Corinthians 2 about Paul's ministry, operating in a supernatural anointing. Now I'm about to share with you a thing that the Holy Spirit shared with me. I didn't read this behind someone else. I do a lot of study, and I have a lot of help in ministry. Good revelation from a lot of people. But what I'm about to share with you now, I'm going to spit out 7 or 8 words that I want you to catch a hold of. Just turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want you to write these words down. Gifts, administration, operation, manifestation, demonstration, glorification, and there's one more. Edification, in other words, Your ministry should show the glory of God, but it should also edify the body of Christ. I'm going to go over those words again, but these words are going to open a whole new spiritual world to you. I may write them in a book in the days to come, but I want you to think about, see, not just the gifts now, and then I want to bring something in there while I'm telling you this now. The gifts, you notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. Now there are the verses of gifts. What I want you to see now is that they by the same Spirit. See now, gifts have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost involved in your anointing. That's what you want to have, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, not just the Holy Ghost. The Father, the Son. See, the Holy Ghost is to bring the Father in and bring the Son in reality, in your anointing, in your ministry. So we're not only in this 1 Corinthians 12 talking about gifts, you know, the 9 manifestations that we got. We'll finally get to them. But you have to have some understanding before you go there. You have to know that in the 9 manifestation, you have to have the threefold anointing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to handle it right. Because if you look at the next verse, the gift talks about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. But the next verse, verse 5, and there are differences of ministration. So these spiritual realm movement has to be administered right, but the same Lord. So Jesus has to be in charge of this type of anointing. Why? Because he's the master anointed. You understand that? You have to have him instructing you. Then look in verse 6. And there are diversities of operation. So we're talking about gifts. We're talking about administrations. We're talking about operation. Pay attention, class. Because see, you said that and you think you know this. But what you're doing is cutting out a large portion of the supernatural for lack of understanding. See, it's not just gifts. It's administrated. It got to be administrated right. And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost has to be involved in the anointing. Can you see that? I want you to pause and see that now, because that's going to take you to another potential in the supernatural. You have to know it's gifts. It's not just the nine gifts. It's gift administrate, how they administrate it. You need the Lord for that. And then operation, you need God. You cannot operate them gifts without God. Look at the next verse. He said in the sixth verse, there are diversities of operations, plural. But it's the same God which worketh all in all. Now, class, I want you to see this, and I want you to remember this. In verse 4, the Spirit is involved. Verse 5, the Lord is involved. Verse 6, God is involved. See, now, many have am the work in the supernatural and in anointing have not seen this hidden revelation of what it takes to really profoundly operate in the realm of the supernatural. It's gifts, administration, operation, then manifestation. So if the administration not right, you're trying to operate in the gifts and the administration not right, you're gonna have a problem. Are you following? Gifts, say it with me, class. Gifts, say administration, say operation. Notice all three. I see it, Father. Notice all three are plural. So that they're not going all the way, they're not going all the way function in the same vein. It's a, I don't know if the word is a pruration, I'll make a word, a pruration. It's a plux of different varieties of ways that the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost can bring these miracles, signs, and wonders into your ministry and to the people you're ministering to. Now, I want to show you something else. Verse 7. No, we're going to verse 7. See, now we got manifestation. See. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man a prophet withal. But it's telling us, class, that the manifestation is not going to come out right if the gifts, the administration, and the operation, the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Father is not there to oversee this spirit world. God is a spirit, so he got to oversee the spirit world. And that's why sometimes people start out, but they get sidetracked because they're not in the balance. That's the word I want to use. They're not in the balance of this supernatural insight. Go back to Luke 4. Go back to 1 Corinthians 2. Let's come to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And you've seen the purpose of the supernatural and how the supernatural function. Let me talk about manifestation, demonstration, glorification. When you operate in the Spirit, you're going to have manifestation. You're going to have You're going to bring glory to the Father. And you're going to have demonstration in the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 2, Paul said that he wanted to set up the demonstration of the Spirit and the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, traditionally, religiously, denominationally, we've been set up to go so far and no more. Actually, to a large degree, we've been set up to go to a man's level, some high-class preacher. That's not the case, because the limitedness, unlimited provision of God is on every one of you. Everyone in this class, you have unlimited potentials on the inside of you, and I want you to come to this school and get it pulled out of you. And I'm talking to you through revelation and experience. That's one of the things the Lord wanted me to offer from this school. He took me from nowhere as a nobody, and I constantly yield to him, and it kept stepping me up in ministry. And so he wanted me to, and that's what I like about the Holy Spirit, is greater than the internet. Even though we're on the internet, but the Holy Spirit is greater. He can impart to you tonight these things I'm saying to you, because he told me to open the school and start teaching and let you all see when the anointing began to emerge and begin to move in a special way. So this is one of the most powerful classes you will ever be in your life, with Luke chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and 1 Corinthians 12. Those are three chapters you need to study. They will bring you into supernatural realm, supernatural understanding, supernatural anointing, supernatural insight that you have never had before. And your ministry must be supernatural. Jesus' ministry was supernatural. Paul's ministry was supernatural. When I came into the realm of the apostolic, the Lord had me teaching on supernatural. Supernatural still got me teaching on supernatural, because I think a lot of substitutes has come in the place of the supernatural in religious ideals without revelation, as it should. Now, so there I want you to study along that line. I'll come back there and uncover some more. We'll go to the revelation gift, the power gift, and the vocal gift. We'll finally get into them. But I want to basically get you trained here. Now, I ran into these old notes, and the Lord told me to bring them to the class. I don't know how long, how old they are. But if it started with a question: what is the purpose of why you should learn how to walk in the supernatural? There's so many natural things going on in the church. There's not enough expectation for the visitation of the overwhelming presence of God. Now, I'll tell you the anointing on me now. The overwhelming presence of God. There's not enough expectation. We're praying, the intercessors are praying about supernatural atmosphere. They're praying several things about the supernatural. Been praying it for months. I see it manifest in my praises have turned apostolic. The intercessor prayer leaders are turning apostolic. They're in another realm. I watch them. They're in another realm, because they stir up my gift when I get around them. And I know they're in another realm. So what is the purpose of why we should learn how to walk in the supernatural? Let's deal with purpose one. Because I want you to walk and live victoriously on this earth, year and now. See, now, that's what you want for people you're ministering to. That's what I want for this church I pastor, that the people live victoriously, but they're not going to be able to live victoriously, because you notice how Jesus said his ministry was victoriously, lived in victory, because of the anointing on his life. Notice that, Acts 10:38. Otherwise, he couldn't do it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. That's supernatural. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me, you see, to preach the gospel to heal a broken heart, that's supernatural. Luke 4:1. And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, that's supernatural. Led by the Holy Ghost, that's supernatural. You cannot be led by your flesh. You cannot be led by your intellect. You can't be led by your academic. You can't be led by science. You can't be led by technology. You have to have the anointing on your life. Yeah, and to do that, you have to yield to the Holy Spirit, spend time in His presence, in praise and prayer and thanksgiving. And this must not ever, the Lord must never get off your mind 24 hours a day. So let's look at this, because I want you to walk and live victoriously. In other words, if you don't operate in the supernatural, in ministry, I don't care how many books you learn. So I'm not about intellect in this school of ministry. I want to teach you about the Spirit. And then when you graduate from this school, I don't want you to just have a piece of paper. I want you to have the power to go along with the paper. All right? So let's go on. Because I want you to walk and live victoriously on this earth. Here and now. Whatever you do, you are not designed by God to live in your intellectual efforts. You are not designed by God to live and walk in your own human ability. Oh, my. That's a downfall, you see. Intellectual effort. Some people think they can get highly educated. And then human ability. Those are stumbling blocks for the supernatural. They're a stumbling block for the supernatural. And so I want you to be aware of that, make a note of that, and know that you got to be filled with the Spirit. You got to be led by the Spirit. Huh? You got to have the right gifts, the right administration, and you have to have the right operation. Then you get the right manifestation. Satan can't substitute nothing on you. You were designed by God. Listen to this. To live, walk by, through, and in the power of God. You are designed by God to live, walk by, through, and in the power of God. I thought the Lord really wants you to know that, and I brought that, so that's first purpose. So we'll just pray in the Spirit a few minutes. This thing get down in us. Come on, pray in the Spirit. If you're not filled with the Spirit, let somebody get you filled. These last 2 minutes of this class, I want to pray in the Spirit and get you stirred up. For what you heard just now. Open. I keep hearing the word open, open. Open to another dimension. Open to another realm. Sha-ta-ta-ra-ra-ba-ba-sa. Open. Open. Ka-ta-ta. Open to another dimension. Open to another realm. Every student. Ha-la-la-ba-ba-so-ko-sha-ta. Ke-re-re-bo-ro-ba-sa-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Doro-ko-sha. Shadows are being removed that was blocking you from the next level. Shadows are being removed that was blocking you from the next level. Ha-la-le-bo-sha-ka-ta-ra. Hear this now. Safety is coming in the bosom of your ministry right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're dealing with the purpose of the supernatural in this class. I want you to go over those teaching, pause, meditate, do whatever you have to do, pray in the Spirit. It's not just you just can't read this and listen to it. You got to listen with active faith. Oh, my. And ponder and meditate it. When Joshua got ready to take over for Moses, he thought the job was overwhelming to him. He didn't know what to do. The Lord told him, be strong and be of good courage. I'm telling you right now, anything you're dealing with, be strong and of good courage and take Joshua 1:8 and work your way out. Meditate your way out. in Jesus' name. See you next class.